Hello and welcome to this episode of I Think I'm Gonna Lose It, a podcast about losing weight, getting healthy, and trying to have a little fun in the process. I'm Dana Tofig, your host, and thanks for checking in. If you've listened to this podcast before, welcome back and thank you. If you're new, here's what you need to know. I'm a 51-year-old father and husband who about 7 weeks ago was the heaviest he'd ever been. I'm 5'8", and on March 1st, I weighed 262 pounds. After spending my entire adult life yo-yoing up and down the scale, I was ready to give up. But I didn't. I'm trying to lose weight, hopefully for the last time, and I'm using this podcast to chronicle what I'm doing, how I'm doing, and share what I'm learning along the way. So thanks for visiting and coming on this journey with me. On this episode, I'm going to make a shocking confession about a very unhealthy habit of mine, or lack of habit, I should say, and commit to doing better. I'll also let you know what the scale said this week and talk about what's next in my health journey. All right, let's get started. Since I started losing weight about a couple of months ago, I've been feeling pretty good. I've been sleeping better, I've had more energy, and I haven't been crashing at the end of the day like I was. So I was a little worried a few days ago when I started feeling really bad at work. I felt lightheaded and dizzy, I was really tired, and I was having trouble staying focused. Maybe I was coming down with something, I thought. There was a lot of stuff going around. I powered through the workday with coffee and pain relievers and headed home. I took my temperature when I got there, and it was normal. And when I thought about it, I really didn't have any other symptoms. I just had no energy. And I was really thirsty. I went to get a glass of water, took a sip, and then it dawned on me. This was the first drink of water I had had in at least 2 days. I finished that glass, poured another, and sat down for a bit. Pretty soon I felt much better. I guess I was dehydrated. The truth is that this isn't the first time that's happened. Because, and here's my confession, I hate water. Specifically, I hate to drink water. And I never drink enough of it. I can't help it. Water is boring. It tastes like nothing, and I don't find it refreshing or invigorating. If I'm at work, I'd rather have a cup of coffee or... well, that's it, really, coffee. And if I'm home, I'd rather have a glass of bourbon, a little wine, or, well, another cup of coffee. Now look, I can feel you judging me. It's not like I'm oblivious to the fact that water is good for you. I've read the articles and the research. Water carries nutrients throughout your body. It helps with digestion. It keeps your blood pressure normal. It protects your organs and tissues. Blah, blah, blah. I get it. But one thing that water supposedly does is really important for me now. It fills you up and helps you eat less. And yes, there's research for that. You know that I love research, and yes, there is in fact research on this. A 2015 study published in the journal Obesity compared weight loss for two groups of people over 12 weeks. All participants received the same coaching and advice over that period, but one group drank about 16 ounces of water half an hour before eating their main meals. The other group was not directed to drink water, but was told to simply imagine that their stomachs were full. The group that drank water lost about 3 pounds more over the 12 weeks than the comparison group, according to an article on Time.com. It was just one study, and it was relatively small, about 40 or so people in each group. But it does provide some confirmation for the benefits of water in weight loss. Okay, so I've made the case. I know I have to drink more water. But I still have a couple of questions. First, how much water should I drink? When I ask that question, some people answer reflexively. 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. I'm sure you've heard that before, and that is certainly a laudable goal. But there really isn't a huge body of evidence to back that up. To go deeper on this, let's take a trip. A trip back to 2004. You remember 2004? George W. Bush was re-elected as president over John Kerry. The song Yeah by Usher, Lil Jon, and Ludacris was all over the radio, and the TV show Friends was in its last season. And my alma mater, the University of Connecticut, won both the men's and women's NCAA basketball tournaments. Go Huskies. Also in 2004, the Institute of Medicine, part of the National Academies, published a report about hydration. It probably flew under the radar compared to the series finale of Friends, but it's still interesting nonetheless. The study found that on average, women who were adequately hydrated consumed 91 ounces of water a day. For men, it was about 125 ounces of water a day. Just thinking about that makes me want to pee, but my bladder can relax. Those amounts represent water from all sources, food and beverages, not just glasses of water. The study found that about 80% of people's total hydration comes from drinking water and other beverages, even caffeinated drinks. The other 20% is from food. So the study didn't really answer the how many glasses of water should I drink question, but it did say this. Most people can meet their daily hydration needs by letting their thirst be a guide. So if you're thirsty, have something to drink. It's science. But this leads to the second question. What should I drink? If my goal is to drink 8 glasses of water a day, I need to know the rules. Does seltzer count? Does apple juice, soda, coffee? The best answer I could find is, yeah, you can drink those things, but water is really best. The problem is that while other drinks may satisfy your thirst, they often come with a different set of challenges. Fruit juices can often have too much sugar, the carbonation in seltzer can be hard on your teeth and your gut, alcohol and caffeinated drinks are hard on your system in a lot of ways, and soda, well, it's a whole basket full of awful. To get all the benefits of hydration without any real side effects, you have to drink plain old water. Hey, and for those of you out there saying, well, it's dangerous if you drink too much water, that is true, but you'd have to drink an insane amount of water to really become overhydrated. So what am I going to do? Look, I pretty much gave up soda a few years ago, and I don't really drink a lot of juice and the like. While coffee, wine, and bourbon have water, you can only drink so much of it and remain healthy, or upright. So I'm going to try to increase my water intake in a few ways. First, I'm going to keep a full bottle of water at work and try to choke it down each day. I'll also attempt to drink a glass of water for every cup of coffee or alcohol I have. The alcohol is for when I'm home, not at work. Secondly, I'm going to try out the strategy from that research project I mentioned earlier and drink water before eating. We'll see what that does. And lastly, and I think this is important, I'm going to keep track of it. I can do that in a few ways, including the app for the program I'm doing, or also on the app for my Fitbit. As I talked about in the last episode, keeping track of what I'm eating and drinking has been a really helpful tool in losing weight. Maybe it will help me drink more water. I'll let you know how it goes in our next episode. It's time for a check-in, where I ask myself,
hey, how you doing?
Just trying to keep with the Friends theme here. Anyway, the good news is that living a more healthy lifestyle and managing what I'm eating is becoming more routine, and that's kind of what I want. Here's an example. We just celebrated Easter last Sunday. I'm a musician at my church and participated in the sunrise service and then 2 other morning services. Now, normally this would mean lots of donuts and sweets, but a little advance planning meant I had a couple of hard-boiled eggs in the morning and some fruit that I brought from home during our church coffee hours. That afternoon, we met some friends for Easter dinner at an Italian restaurant. Now, I had been craving eggplant parmesan, so I had it. But I passed on the side of pasta, opting for broccoli instead, and I didn't go too crazy on the bread. Even with a couple of glasses of wine, the meal wasn't too bad, and I really wasn't hungry the rest of the day, so I didn't eat much more. And at no point did I feel denied, so that's definitely progress for me. The next day, I had to weigh in. Now, as a reminder, I was 262 pounds on March 1st and started this program just a few days later. After 7 weeks, I'm 235.2 pounds. That means I've lost nearly 27 pounds. Now, even though I feel that sense of inevitability that I talked about in the last episode, I have to admit, I'm pretty happy and I'm kind of proud of myself. I feel a lot better, and some of my clothes are so loose, at this point they are almost unwearable. However, I'm not throwing them away just yet. Looking back, I lost a bunch of weight the first week or so, but since then, I'm averaging about 2 to 3 pounds lost a week. I fully expect this pace to slow down, which is normal and healthy. But that brings me to what's next. Before I started this journey, it was really hard to exercise. I'd try to go to the gym, but even low-impact exercises like the elliptical trainer were too hard and made me too sore. Throughout these first several weeks, my focus has really been on eating well, and my only exercise is taking walks, which has been great. But now that I've dropped some lbs, it's time to step up my game. So in the coming weeks, I'll be incorporating more exercise into my routine. My focus will be finding activities I like to do that won't make me too sore and can fit into my schedule. I know. Best of luck with that. But it's the next step to living a healthy life. So, onward. Okay, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. If you have thoughts, ideas, or stories you want to share, send me an email to loseitpodcast@gmail.com. That's loseitpodcast@gmail.com. Or follow me on Twitter. The handle is @loseitpodcast. Before we go, when I started this podcast, my hope was to put out new episodes every week. But as you can tell, that hope has been met with the realities of life. I love doing this, but it does take time to do research, write, record segments, edit, and so forth. So given that I have a full-time job, a wife, kids, a house, and other things going on in my life, I think every other week is a more realistic schedule. So look for our next episode on or around May 10th. And here's my normal reminder. I'm doing this podcast to share my journey and share what I'm learning along the way. But I'm not a doctor, a nutritionist, or a trainer. I'm not even particularly smart. If you're going to make changes to your diet or exercise routines, consult a professional, please. That's all for now. Join us next time for another episode of I Think I'm Gonna Lose It.